So Jonah, like I said, we're gonna be reminiscent today, look back at your time here at Arizona. Do you remember your first time stepping foot in this facility?
Oh, not the exact day, but I remember that whole month I was here. When I first got here, it was like, just like my head was spinning. You know, I had to text everyone on the team, especially JD, Joshua Donovan. I texted him, you know, hey, how's the conditioning? Cause I knew I was gonna come into college out of shape. So I texted him like, hey, how's the conditioning? How the coaches, you know, what's this and this? You know, he just told me, just relax, bro. You know, you got this, it's just regular. And then you'll get used to it. And then from there, I kind of got used to it. And then I'm glad I came early here.
Yeah, you came early for that first spring here. How beneficial was that for you?
Yeah, it's good for me to come here early or enroll here early to, you know, is get ahead of your freshman class. You know, when they're here summer, you're already ahead of the playbook, ahead of your school. And just that, it was a big factor to coming in early just to get ahead.
You mentioned Josh. Who are some of the older guys that you really looked up to your freshman year?
JD, Peyton Fears, Jordan Morgan, Josh Baker, he's still here. I kind of look at myself as, you know, still a young guy because he's still around the facility. But those are the guys that I looked up to. And then, but yeah, they passed along and now it's my job to pass it down to the younger guys.
Yeah, what are some things they told you that you're now passing along to the younger guys?
You'll be fine. You know, this is the process, is part of it. You know, you're going to go through struggles, adversities, but you know, you got to take it day by day. And then at the end of the day, you know, you'll be fine.
When I was doing research for this interview, I found this photo.
Oh my God.
And we were talking before this, I feel like you get most changed on the team. So
yeah, no tats.
I'll give this to you here. But just physically, how have you seen yourself grow since coming to Arizona?
I'm proud of myself, man. I'm proud of this guy inside the picture. No hair, no tats, just no facial hair. He's just a chubby guy inside this picture. But yeah, I'm proud of the journey I've been through. You know, shout out to all the coaches that have helped me, Coach T.O. and Coach C.C. You know, I'm glad to be here where I'm at.
It's not as glaring in the photo, but you've grown mentally, you've grown emotionally.
Yeah.
How have you seen yourself mature in those aspects?
You know, like what you asked me, you know, all the older guys, you know, they kind of took me under their wings, but at the same time, you know, I have my parents behind me at the same time, you know, I called them, you know, how do I do this on my own? And then it went on for a while, for a couple months, you know, I was kind of homesick. And then right when we got back into the facility, we had to come back here, work out. It kind of got away, and then I started figuring out how to do stuff with myself. And then from there on, it went pretty well.
Were you nervous moving here from Hawaii?
I was nervous. You know, I'm away from my parents for the first time ever. I'm here in the States. You know, in Hawaii, we call here the mainland. So, you know, living in the States is different from living back at home. So I was pretty nervous, and I'm glad that I got my teammates, my brothers here with me, so yeah.
What was your whole recruitment process like? Because I know it wasn't necessarily traditional for you. You have the story about your Twitter being suspended, yeah. So you were able to use that to communicate.
Yeah, that was crazy. My sophomore year, you know, I talked to a couple of coaches, you know, they sent me graphics, and I bet everybody knows, you know, graphics, how to post the graphics, and then the next day I posted my last graphic and my Twitter just got suspended. And from there, I was thinking to myself, like, what am I gonna do? Like, how am I gonna get my film out there? And then I went on my junior year without a Twitter. I didn't, you know, I used my high school coaches to, like, you know, set my film out. And then later on my junior year, Coach BC and Coach Fish reached out to me. I didn't know how they found my clips, my film, but yeah. But I'm, you know, grateful for, you know, that opportunity. And then from there on, they offered me a scholarship, and then I decided to come here after that.
What made Arizona stand out to you?
Just how family-oriented. I know everybody says it, but it really shows. You know, I hope they could see it, but here is so family-oriented. You know, everybody gets along, like, right when you step here. Or even if I just met you, you know, we're going to bring you into under our wings, and then, you know, everybody just gets along here.
Yeah, you came in and one of the first practices, I think you were leading the haka with the team. So you've had a leadership role in establishing that culture here. Is it cool to look back and see how that family-oriented culture has continued to grow?
Yeah, it was a nice experience. It really meant a lot to me because, you know, coaches gave me an opportunity to lead something on a team. You know, I was, you know, I'm still a freshman there. You know, I'm still a new guy on the block, and then being able to get the opportunity to lead the Haka and to represent my culture, it really meant a lot for me that moment.
And I want to ask you too about your childhood. When did you first fall in love with the sport of football?
See, it looked like I fell in love with football. Well, I first started playing football seventh grade. I did not fall in love with it. I was just like, you know, forced into play football. My parents didn't force me. It was my friends. Because of how big I was in seventh grade, they wanted me to, you know, use my size and use my strength to play football. So, but the thing was, you know, I was a piano player in my church at that time. So doing all those travel, you know, I can't do it because I got to stay home to play piano in my church. So I just risked it. I came the next day, I went to football practice, came home, told my parents about it, and then I wasn't expecting their reaction. You know, they actually, you know, they said, oh, you know what, yeah, go practice. And then from there on, started playing football, practicing, and then never stopped.
I love it. So when do you feel like you did fall in love with it then?
Probably when I got here, Big Boys League, oh no, in Hawaii. We played JPS, a league called JPS. I play with my brother. First time playing with my brother. I think that's when I first fell in love with football.
How big was that for you in football, moving to Hawaii?
Yeah, we moved from Samoa to Hawaii because, you know, I think beginning of my eighth grade year, I kind of told my mom as a joke, you know, mom, I wanna go to high school in the mainland or in the States. You know, I kind of told that as a joke. And then later on in that year, she told me, you know what, we're gonna go in the States. And then I was looking at her with, my eyes got big. I was like, are you serious? Like, yeah, we're gonna. And then she told me like one time, and then she said, you know, sometimes you speak stuff into existence. So that's what we're gonna do right now. And then I got excited, went to Hawaii for, you know, obviously for opportunities for me and Julian and for future. And then it was 2017, we moved to Hawaii, and then it was a total whole new world for me and Julian, especially because we do things different back in Samoa and Hawaii. But, you know, at the same time, we were blessed. We were able to, you know, get new opportunities by moving to Hawaii. Football back in Samoa is really small. You know, it's rare for our kids in Samoa to get the opportunity to play in the college level. But that's one of the big factors why I wanted to move out of there, is to get more looks from the colleges, from college coaches. And then it was big. You know, I went to, I say it's the best high school still in the nation right now, which is St. Louis. That was like the best school when I went to, you know, I wanted to go to the best school. So I went to St. Louis and then never regretted it. And I'm super grateful for every moment.
Can you paint us a picture of what your childhood looked like?
Just imagine like no phones, no social media, just living life, you know, just going outside, actually, and enjoying, you know, God's creation. You know, it was like that. Like, we were outside the whole time. We were never on our games. We had games, but we were never on our games like how we are right now. We were always, you know, doing something, chores after that, you know. It's like we had to earn our, you know, playing volleyball with our friends by doing our chores, you know. I bet every Polynesian knows this, you know, you gotta do our chores. And then, yeah, we were just outside, just enjoying each other's presence, and it was the best feeling ever.
And music was a big part of it,
yes,
too.
Yeah, music, I grew up in a big music family because both sides of the family, my dad, you know, my grandpa was a big guitarist. That's where we got our, you know, guitar skills from. My mom, her side of the family, they are a singing family. So my mom sings, she led the worship team back in Samoa, so that's where I kind of got my vocals from, was from my mom. So I'm truly blessed to get those talents.
No, you guys are so talented. Yeah. Like, I've got to experience a little bit from the talent show,
yeah,
but you guys are so good. And you're playing with him now.
Yes.
How cool is that? Not many people can say that they played college football with their brother.
No, yeah, no, it's like the best feeling ever because, you know, especially because I'm on O-line and he plays D-line, so we get to go at it every rep, especially in high school. You know, whenever we go one-on-ones, you know, we were kind of like, you know, Julian, Jonah, you know, line up. And then that's where, you know, everybody just crowds next to us and then just tears on us, but it's truly a blessing, you know, being able to be on a sideline with my brother.
And you guys live together now. Yes. So how have you seen him grow, and how has he pushed you since coming here too?
You know, I'm that type of brother, you know, when Julian came in, I didn't want to like baby him, you know. Oh, do this, you know, you got to do that, you know. Oh yeah, I did, but you know, I didn't want to tell him what to do every time. I wanted him to learn on his own, like how I did when I first came in. So I just kind of let him, you know, do his own thing. But at the same time, I encouraged him, you know, you got to be on time for this and this. But he's been, you know, improving and growing mentally and physically on and off the field.
Do you guys hang out a lot outside of home and football too?
Every time we hang out a lot. You know, we go home, we hop on a game, we kind of, you know, yell at each other across our room, you know, and then sometimes we just be hanging out at my friends, my teammates' house, and then we just go together and then come back home together.
What are some goals that you have for yourself this year?
My goals that I have for myself this year is, my top priority right now is take care of my body, staying healthy, 3.0 GPA, 3.0 and above GPA, and then just winning the conference with my brothers, because I feel like, you know, I put aside my individual goals, and then if I put my brothers first, you know, then I will reach my individual goal through my team goals. So I kind of think of it like that.
What does the sport of football mean to you?
Man, football means a lot to me. You know, it opened up doors for my family and for myself. You know, it gave me a lot of opportunities in life. It didn't only teach me about football, it also taught me, you know, about life, you know, how I do things, you know, how I take care, not only myself, but take accountable of each other, you know, other people, you know. When I go outside in the real world, you know, when I see, you know, strangers, I say what's up to them, you know, always, you know, you don't know what they're going through, but so I just try to, you know, take care of them.
I love that, because being an O-lineman, you guys are notorious for being kind of the unsung heroes of the team. You don't get a lot of the glory, but you're doing a lot of the work.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine, you know, to me, it's fine, you know, if you know, our quarterback, the receivers, running backs are doing what they're supposed to do, you know, that's fine with us, you know, because that's what we signed for, and that's what we're supposed to do, you know. If we don't work, you know, the whole O-line unit doesn't work, so we just got to keep it moving.
I feel like that's your personality too, though. Like, yeah, you're always looking out for other people.
Yeah.
Where do you hope the sport of football takes you?
Where do I hope football takes me? I'm shooting for the stars. I want to go to the league, and that's been my main goal and been my main focus since moving out of Samoa. I told my dad and my mom, you know, I've seen the struggles they've been through, and that's kind of my why. And then I told them that I'm gonna make it one day. I'm gonna make it to the league, and then I'll hopefully make them proud one day. So that's where I want to go for, is I'm gonna go to the league. You know, just seeing them go through the struggle of, you know, paying for our tuition, because back in Hawaii, you know, paying for both, you know, me and Julian's tuition was really a lot. So just seeing my dad, you know, do all those stuff that he did to get our tuition paid really, you know, sunk in me. And then I really told myself that when I'm out of here, I'm gonna go like shoot for the stars, and I'm gonna really make it for my dad. And then that's kind of my why, is, you know, they brought us out of Samoa to Hawaii, an expensive state, and then just got us through, you know, high school, the most expensive high school in Hawaii. That'll be my motivation of why I do things I do right now.